Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Using Jimmy Olsen as bait, Henry Miller, in whose veins flows deadly atomic energy, lured Superman to a lonely beach far from Metropolis. Wearing meshed metal gloves, Miller touched the switch on a converter at his throat, transforming himself into an Atom Man, from whose fingers poured a stream of terrible atomic power. After a titanic battle, Superman finally fell unconscious, and the Atom Man, joined by Der Teufel, the half-mad Nazi scientist who plans to rule the world, prepared to finish him. Meanwhile, escaping from the shack where he had been held prisoner, Jimmy saw the Atom Man in action, but failed to recognize that the unconscious figure on the beach was Superman. Horrified, Jimmy raced back through the night-darkened woods in search of help. And as we continue now, he has come to a small clearing in which stands the log cabin of a trapper. Panting, he pounds on the door. Listen.
Take it easy. I'm coming. What's all the rush, son?
Excuse me. I'm Jim Olsen. Can I use your phone?
I ain't got no phone.
Oh, golly. What'll I do?
What's the matter? You look like you've been around.
I gotta get to a phone and call the police.
Why? What happened?
Oh, gosh, it's terrible. Green sparks were shooting out of Miller's hands.
Green sparks?
Yes, like lightning. He was shooting them at some man on the ground, and Teufel was watching
him. Now, wait a minute. What is all this about? You sure you ain't dreaming, son?
Oh, please, mister, don't waste any more time. I saw it, I tell you.
Well, where?
On the beach. It was all ripped up like an earthquake hit it. Big trees were knocked down. Oh, please, don't just stand there. The man might already be dead.
Now, somebody's dead. Listen, son, you'd better sit down and take a rest.
Oh, I'm all right, I tell you. Look, here's my wallet. I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet.
Well, let's see the wallet.
Here, look at it. Hurry.
Yep, it does seem like you're a reporter.
Of course I am. Please, mister, take me to a phone.
Well, okay, come on. I'll take you to Sam Tyler. He's game warden. See what he thinks about all this.
Has he got a telephone?
Yep. He's about a mile from here. Fella shooting green sparks out in his hands.
As the reluctant trapper leads Jimmy Olsen through the woods, a few miles away on the beach, the Atom Man, commanded by Der Teufel, has turned the switch on the converter at his throat, stopping the flow of atomic power through his metal-gloved hands. His eyes blazing, he stands by impatiently as Teufel bends over the limp, motionless figure of Superman. All about is a scene of chaos. Great trees ripped from the forest above the beach, split and blackened as if by lightning, lie all about in crazy profusion. The vast beach from the gray sea to the edge of the forest is gashed and torn into deep trenches and craters, almost as if it had sustained an artillery barrage. Only the wind and the low roar of surf break the silence of night, as finally, the Atom Man steps forward impatiently, and again speaking in the normal voice of Henry Miller.
Well, Teufel, are you satisfied that he's dead?
He is not dead.
What? He must be.
I tell you he is not. His heart still beats. I faintly, but it still beats.
That's impossible. Why, that huge tree that lay across his legs, it's entirely disintegrated.
But Superman still lives. What must me do to kill him? What?
He can't be alive.
Will you stop saying that, you fool? I tell you, he still lives. See for yourself. Put your ear to his chest.
I can't hear any heartbeat.
Listen again.
I still can't hear it. I tell you, he's dead. He's stone dead. Now, come on, Teufel. We've got things to do, big things.
We can do nothing until Superman is dead.
But he is.
I say he is not, and he must die. He must. Everything depends on it.
I tell you,
Will you be quiet? Wait, I have my pistol. Yeah, that will finish him.
You're wasting your time. The bullets just bounce off his body.
Yeah, they cannot penetrate. What will we do?
If you'll just listen to me.
I listen to you? Are you out of your mind? It is you who must listen to me.
Yes, I don't know about that.
Then you had better know, fool blockhead. Have you forgotten that it is I, Der Teufel, who gave you your great power and that I, Der Teufel, can also take it away?
Can you?
Yeah, I can. Oh, wait, we must not quarrel now. Together, the world is ours. But first, this tiny spark of life which remains in Superman must be extinguished. There must be a way.
I tell you he's dead, but if it'll make you feel any better, I'll turn on the converter again and...
Nein, you must not.
Why not?
The atomic energy of the kryptonite in your blood can be exhausted.
What's that?
You have already consumed a great deal of it today, and I cannot give you any more.
My kryptonite can be exhausted? You didn't tell me that.
I'm telling you now. That is why we must dispose of Superman permanently, so that he cannot interfere with us.
But if the kryptonite can be exhausted, how...
In case the sight of Superman's dead body is not enough, we need only one more demonstration of your power. We need only wipe out Metropolis, and America and the rest of the world will surrender to us.
But suppose that isn't enough. Suppose America and England and Russia won't surrender at once, and I've exhausted the atomic power of the kryptonite.
In that case, there's always the Scarlet Widow.
The Scarlet Widow, who's she?
An arch-criminal who owns the other three pieces of kryptonite.
She does?
Yeah, she... Ah, I have it.
What?
How to finish Superman.
How?
I will tell you. Despite his amazing powers, he is still a man, a human being. He requires food and drink. We will take him to the shack in the woods where Willie is guarding young Olsen. We will dispose of Olsen, and then we will keep Superman in a coma until he starves to death.
That's ridiculous. It's a lot of needless trouble. I tell you, he's as dead as he'll ever be right now.
I say he is not. Now listen to
me. Teufel, you're crazy.
I crazy? How dare you speak to me that way? Your power has gone to your head.
If you can't see that Superman is finished, you are crazy, and I'm taking matters into my own hands.
Listen to me, you...
No, Teufel, you listen to me. Superman is done for, and our next step is to destroy Metropolis, then call on the world to surrender to us and to Germany.
You dare to give me orders? I, who gave you your power...
Yes, you gave me my power, but I've got it now, and I intend to use it as I see fit. I don't need you anymore, Teufel.
What? After all I have done for you, you dare to defy me?
Yes. Keep your hand away from that gun.
Now, wait. Oh, you think I would shoot you, my atom man?
I know you would. You shot my father. You murdered him in cold blood.
No, that is a lie.
It's the truth, General Bromberg told me. I've been waiting for this chance, Teufel, but I didn't dare make a move because I needed you. But now I don't need you anymore.
You do. You are helpless without me. And the kryptonite in your blood is exhausted.
You told me where to get some more, remember? The Scarlet Widow.
Oh, no.
Yes, and now you're going to die, Teufel, the same way Superman died.
No, don't touch that converter. Don't touch it.
Too late, Teufel. It's building up.
I'll shoot you. I'll kill you.
Too late, Teufel. This is the end for you.
Throwing the switch on the converter at his throat, the Atom Man raises his metal-gloved hands toward Der Teufel, who snatches his gun from his pocket. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, here is your announcer.
Yes, sir, the mothers of all the gang are sure being rushed for lots of Kellogg's Pep these days. Because, of course, it's such a super delicious whole wheat flake cereal. And because it's the prize package where you get those brand new exciting comic buttons all the fellas and girls are collecting. Real true-to-life pictures of your favorite funny sheet characters like Uncle Walt and Skeezix and Orphan Annie and Superman, of course. Boy, those pictures are so doggone real, you'd think they were gonna talk. They're done up in full comic strip colors on bright white enameled buttons that really show up when you pin them on your jacket or dress or cap. What's more, these new comic buttons are easy as 1, 2, 3 to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't even buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the easy way and the only way you can get your exclusive prize. Just look inside the package and see which prize you find. One of those exciting new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember, these swell prizes come only in packages of P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
On the lonely, ravaged beach, as Superman lies motionless on the ground, the Atom Man and his former master, Der Teufel, have quarreled violently. Drunk with his own power, the Atom Man turned the switch on the converter at his throat, releasing the deadly atomic energy of the kryptonite in his blood. As Teufel snatched a pistol from his pocket, the Atom Man raised his mesh-gloved hands toward him.
This is the end of you, Teufel!
Nine!
Ah! That's all, Teufel. You're finished.
Now we're even, Teufel. You killed my father and I killed you. Now I have the power to rule the world. What's that? Sounds like police sirens coming this way. I'll stop them. No, Teufel said that I can exhaust the kryptonite. I'll have to be careful until I can get more. I'll just bury Superman in this hole and get away through the woods back to Metropolis. Now to cover him up. I don't want him found and the police warned what to expect. Till I'm ready.
I let them find Teufel, though. They'll think lightning killed him and knocked down all these trees. There. They'll never know Superman is under there. Just smooth it out a little.
What does it know?
Here they come. Time for me to go.
Goodbye, Superman. And goodbye to you too, Teufel.
Swiftly, the Atom Man fades into the woods, leaving the dead Teufel lying on the beach, and Superman buried deep under the sand. The brilliant half-mad Nazi scientist has met his end at last, destroyed by the deadly atomic monster he himself created in his frenzied dream of ruling the world. But has Superman, too, been destroyed? And is the Atom Man free now to roam the world? To destroy further? Fellows and girls, our story is far from over. There's much tense action and excitement ahead, so don't fail to listen Monday, when events take a new and even more strange and startling turn. Tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.